This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Let's get right on over into Alan Pollock, who is here with us. Alan, so fun to get caught up with you this last week. There's so much going on out there with you and the world, and I wish we could talk about it all. But anyway.
Yeah, always fun stuff. David, so last week we talked about all the cool things going on with Pot. Really, really interesting conversation. It made me think about all the times we've talked about bots in the past. In addition to that, it made me think about the amount of ways that you really could benefit. And so I found that GM Financial, there's a lot of companies on this list, but I thought this was the most interesting. They saw a lot during the pandemic. They saw live requests on its mobile app soar after COVID hit, and their AI assistants wound up handling 50 to 60% of live requests and resolved 90% of those questions without any human intervention at all. So it's very impressive. If you think about all the borrowers, member experiences that we put the homeowners through, refinance or purchase, refinances, depending if you're a financial institution or not, you have access to the data. You have access to information that would really personalize that experience. But anyways, great topic overall. Maybe we'll dive into it a little bit more next week or in the following weeks. But David, I wanted to get to, speaking of pandemic, remember we talked about Zoom a few times? Well, get this, 3 million people use Zoom in 2013, okay? In 2021, more than 200 million people are now using Zoom. And I was thinking today when I was driving, now that everybody's getting back to some normalization and it's safe to go out and about, has the viewership or users in Zoom dropped or has it stayed the same? And I don't know the number. I'd be interested to know that, especially within our industry and all of the borrowers and real estate agents that are doing Zoom calls in order to see properties and to perform all those activities. But along with 200 million, who has more users than 200 million, David? Snapchat. 500 million monthly users. Yes. And what's crazy about that is this. They are going to move into e-commerce. They're going to do virtual clothing try-on. You can be able to copy outfits and change them. Why is this important? Because millennials, 1980 plus, as far as birth year, they continue to take over major contributors to GDP. We know they're all digital. They have no loyalty to brands. They just want what they want when they want it. And they like fintech and all the cool stuff. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of legal issues, but just think about the technology that Snapchat's using, whether it's Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or somebody else. I guarantee you there's going to be some cultural shift where we start mixing high tech, big tech with the housing market. And imagine driving by a house. I mean, look at when you use Waze right now. If you stop at an intersection, it tells you, you know, you'd be interested in some Wawa gasoline and a nice coffee and a turkey sandwich. Imagine stopping at a red light and saying, there's two open houses. Would you like me to take you there right now? And as you're driving there, it's telling you what your estimated monthly payments are because it knows about your financial situation. Yeah. So we're going to get there. Scary, right?
Yeah. I like that's what some of the things that Formfree's developed. Brent and his team has developed this. Really interesting how you can turn your passbook on where you store the data and then you open it up and share it if you want to, or you hold on to it. I think it's about data usage. That's one of the things that's going to be shifting as we move forward. So that's really good stuff.
Very true. Here's another one, David. This one's pretty cool. Stavvy, S-T-A-V-V-Y. You're probably scratching your head trying to say, why have I heard their name before? You remember we talked, Flagstar had a mortgage cohorts program where they were basically investing in these fintech companies. Well, Stavvy was one of them. And they were helping to bridge the gap between some of the different tools that banks and credit unions need to use and having less vendor oversight and more streamlined process. Well, they just raised $40 million in a Series A by Morningside Technology Ventures. We've talked about them in the past. Anyways, they're going to be adding resources to engineering, security, trust, product, industry relations, etc. That's right from their press release. And they're basically trying to facilitate a faster borrower communication and closing as servicers work through loan mods, referrals, and forbearance. So basically, they're focused on bringing the transaction closer to the borrower and streamlining the process. Back to the GM Financial using bot to eliminate a lot of that human interaction. It's really interesting. $40 million is a lot of money, but if you've ever watched the TV show Silicon Valley, it can go pretty fast. You just can't throw a $20 million party. Figure Securities, right? Remember Mike Cagney from one of the original SoFi founders? Well, Figure Securities, we've talked about them. They've got blockchain for loans. Their blockchain system or their DLT platform is used to manage outstanding loan information, related data. Well, anyways, get this. They just got approval from the SEC to serve as a broker dealer and operate as an SEC registered alternative trading system. And they realized that they had to go out and do this. Their blockchain platform is called Providence. And in order to manage this blockchain process, putting loans on it and going through this process, they needed to get this approval from the SEC. And that just happened. So really interesting to see what's going to happen there. As I was investigating a little bit more about that story, I ran into a lot of articles that said 2020 was going to be the year of blockchain. 2020 is saying 2021 is going to be the year of blockchain. I'm not sure. We're halfway through the year, just about, right? Is it 2021? Is it 2022? Is it more of a five-year plan? There's a lot going on in blockchain. A lot of people are focused on it. Probably a whole separate show, David, but blockchain continues to make a little bit of splash here or there. We talked last week, David, about Ellie Mae or ICE mortgage technology. More specifically, if you remember, I talked about communication, how borrowers and lenders agreed on that information. And I said that 72% of lenders felt borrowers were satisfied with the amount of communication that they were doing. I had another aspect of that that I wanted to say, that more than half of those lenders, 72% of lenders felt borrowers were satisfied with the amount of communication. More than half, 74% of those, said they contacted borrowers at least once a week to update them on the status. And they surveyed borrowers, and 77% of those borrowers said they had just about the right amount of communication. What does that mean? Do we run after technology? Do we not run after technology? Or do we run after a managed services concept like we heard last week? Really interesting. And I'm willing to bet those borrowers don't make up a large percentage of the market, because you and I both well know that we don't want to have to go find information. We want to receive it, especially if right. there's something needed from us or there was an expectation. Nobody wants to wait anymore. Our brains have already been trained in that direction. I wouldn't give up on your digital strategy to potentially find ways to interact and engage further with your customers. Actually, we'll probably have a couple pieces of interesting information about being a lender in marketing and communication. But the reality is, David, that whether it's chatbot, whether it's physically just doing messages on your own, it's your drip campaigns, especially at that point of sale experience. Remember, we talked about gamification of the technology. Mm-hmm. We're still focused on the borrower. We're still focused on trying to attain new customers and then have the loyalty of those existing customers. So really, really important is how we bridge that technology piece together. So interesting numbers, by the way, from the ICE Mortgage Technology Survey. You can just Google it and there's great information. And then, of course, you can buy the full report if you're interested in it. The only other thing, David, I really want to mention this week is I know of two or three different people that are looking to hire in mortgage technology. So if you're listening to the podcast and you want to get into product management, product delivery, business analysis, there are multiple opportunities right now available. Feel free to reach out to me. How to get me? It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. And I look forward to the second half of our segment. And thanks for listening.
Yes, good report. Thanks, Allen. Again, there's so much going on. Are you going to be able to stay on and participate when we get to the hot topic segment with Stephen? Hopefully so.
I will be here to speak with Mr. Stephen.
Good. Also, next week, we've got Jason coming in. He's EVP of The Money Source. Really excited to have Jason on. I've met with him in their offices. We're going to talk a lot about servicing. That's going to be a topic. You say, does that have to do with technology? Well, it's getting to be more and more technology. So Jason does a great job. The whole Money Source group do a great job on their subservicing. They have a lot of clients moving off of other systems onto the Money Source system. So be sure to tune in next week as we dial into the topic of servicing and all that's going on at the Money Source. Appreciate you being here. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, the CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Mobility, MMI, and Modex, MBA, Knowledge Coop, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, good to have you with us. Appreciate you all very much. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.